Welcome to a powerful message from the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bronx North Branch. Lighthouse Chapel International branches worldwide provide every member the training, support, and encouragement to fulfill the Great Commission and to go to heaven and hear Jesus say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Join us for a life-changing experience as you listen to this message.
Our beloved Father, please come down and lead us. We are waiting on your touch.
We thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you once again, Lord, for preserving us to see us through another year, oh God. It is by your grace and your mercies, Lord, that we stand here today, that we continue to be in your presence, continue to be classified and identified as God's people and God's children. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for your love. We are grateful for your mercies and your kindness. We are grateful for the grace of God that we have found ourselves in. Dear Lord, as we begin this 2015, we ask, O Lord, that you do not take your spirit away from us. May your spirit continue to dwell amongst us as a church, Lord. May you continue to minister to us. Father, you have been good to us throughout the year. You have spoken to us in many diverse ways. Dear Lord, we are so grateful. We are so grateful for the many blessings that you have blessed us. We are grateful for your divine covering and your divine protection. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful for your divine provision. Father, we have not lacked throughout the year. In your own divine way, Lord, you have made provision day and night. We thank you, Lord. Father, we come before you this special Sunday to hear you. We pray, Lord, that you speak to us, minister to our heart, give us the clarity of mind to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. With a clap offering, why don't you take your seats? Well, today is Covenant Sunday, and you realize that in the beginning of the year, most people of the world make all sorts of resolutions. Isn't that so? In the beginning of the year, a lot of people make resolutions. You will realize in the beginning of the year that gym memberships go up. Hallelujah. A lot of people register with their gyms and they make resolution to exercise. They set some goals to lose certain amount of pounds of their weight every month, and they begin well and they do not fulfill these promises that they make to themselves. You'll find out also that diet medications, you see them on the commercial. Every newspaper, every TV advertisement, you will see this time of the year that they are advertising diet medication, which medication to take. I saw one commercial that they were saying, this medication, as you take it, you are eating fat, and then it's burning your fat, but from your abdomen in particular. Abdominal fat is going away as you are eating more fat. You see, that is amazing. So you see all sorts of commercial regarding these things. You see also that people make resolutions to save more money, to save. That as for this year, I will spend less and I will save more. Hallelujah. And we make all these resolutions and we find ourselves down the year, like 2 months or so into the year, that we forget about some of these promises that we make to ourselves. Amen. But we as Christians, we declare a Sunday like this, the first Sunday of the year, we declare it a covenant Sunday. Hallelujah. So I want to share with you for a short time period, a covenant with God. A covenant with God. A covenant with God. Amen. We want to make a covenant with God. Hallelujah. We want to say, Lord, in this 2015, if you do this or that for me, if you will do this or that for me, I will also, in return, do this or that for you. Hallelujah. That is a covenant. Amen. A covenant is not just you asking the Lord to do something for you. Hallelujah. A covenant, Esther, is not just you say, Lord, this year help me to achieve this or have that. But you also promise that as you do this for me, I am also going to do that for you. Amen.
Amen.
Can you give me a little volume, please, without the echoes? Hallelujah. Is someone understanding what I'm sharing with you? So we want to understand what it actually means to make a covenant with God. How many of you would like to know what it means? Only five people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But the rest of us, even if you don't, this is what I'm sharing this afternoon. Hallelujah. Even if you don't like it, that is my message. That is what is on the menu this afternoon. And so prepare yourself and flow with it. Hallelujah. But I believe you'll be blessed. Amen. You'll be blessed. Hallelujah. You see, when you have prayed, do I have your attention?
Yes.
Wonderful. When you have prayed about something, when you have fasted and you have asked the Lord about something for a while, when you have made a request to the Lord for a while, and it seems you have not received the answer, one last resort that you want to partake in is to make a covenant with the Lord concerning that particular issue. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Yes. One last resort that you want to make or you want to take is to make a covenant with God. Hallelujah. It works. I say it works. It works. God is a covenant-keeping God. Amen? I say God is a covenant-keeping God. He likes covenants. Amen? He likes covenant. Taking a covenant or making a covenant with God is a high demonstration of your faith. Hallelujah. Now, you do not make a covenant with God and promise to do something that will not cost you anything. Do you understand? You see, that is not a fair covenant. Hallelujah. If you are asking God to do something that he has not done or something that you seem or you deem quite impossible and you have resorted to now making a covenant with God, you have to also promise to do something that will cost you, something that you will challenge you to fulfill it. Hallelujah. Because you are putting the Lord to a challenge. Amen. You see, God makes a covenant, for instance, regarding your tithe. Do you see? He says, bring ye your tithe into the storehouse, that there will be meat in my house. That is your part. Now, when you fulfill it, he says, now, look, after you have fulfilled it, he said, prove me herewith, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You see, this covenant, we do not really fulfill it. We are not fair with it. We are not real with it. So we don't receive that part. Amen. You don't make a covenant with God and say, Lord, I want you to do this difficult thing for me, and I promise you that in 2015, I am not going to wear short skirts anymore. You see, that is a very easy thing for you to do. Do you see? All you need to do is lock all your short skirts, and then you are only wearing long skirts, even if the men don't like it. You see, but that is not something that you covenant with. Amen. You don't covenant and say, Lord, do this for me and I promise I will lose 10 pounds for you. You see, that is to just your benefit. Amen. But do something that will cost you. Hallelujah. Many people in the Old Testament made a covenant with God and they received answers. Hallelujah. They receive answers. They make covenant with God and they receive answers. But one thing that you don't do is to make jokes with your covenant. Amen. Amen. You don't joke when you make a covenant with God. That means you don't make any covenant or you don't make any promise with God that you cannot fulfill. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
God takes words very seriously. Hallelujah. I said, God takes words, what? Very seriously. The Bible says that every idle word that man shall say, every idle word, Matthew 12 and 36, I suppose, every idle word that man shall speak, you shall give account of it. Hallelujah. More so of the promises that you make him. Hallelujah. If you make a promise to the Lord, you ought to obey it. So you don't make any promise that you cannot fulfill. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 4. Look at that. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 4. It says, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it. When you make a vow to the Lord, do not defer to pay it. For he hath no pleasure in fools. Do you see? So people who make promises and do not fulfill them, God calls them what? I didn't write a Bible. I am sorry. He says, he does not take pleasure in fools. So pay that which thou hast vowed. The thing that you have promised, make payment of it. And the next verse, he says, better it is that you should not vow at all than thou shouldest vow and not pay. So you are better off not making any vow than to make a vow and not pay. I'm talking about a covenant with God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a covenant with God. Amen. I believe on our watch night service, many of you made a covenant, purpose in your heart, that you will serve God. You see, the covenant that we make is not always that we say it. It's not the one that we say it for another one to hear. Do you understand? Even the ones that you make in your heart, the one that you purpose, and you say, I will serve the Lord this year. You have made him a promise. Amen. You have made him a promise because you heard all the blessings that come alongside serving the Lord. And you made that promise based on the blessings. So that is a covenant. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? So it says, better it is that you should not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. And the next one, it says, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the works of thy hand? Give me that New Living Translation in this verse. Let me explain this to you. You see, you don't make a promise to the Lord. You don't promise something by excitement. You are excited. You see, it says the idle words. That means the words that you least value. The idle words that you speak, you take account for it. So it says, don't let your mouth make you sin. And don't defend yourself by telling the temple messenger that the promise you made was a mistake. Dana, do you see? That you promise that this 2015, I am going to be a member of Healing Jesus campaign. That I will support Healing Jesus. And then you say, oh, that was a mistake. I was just excited and I just made a promise. He says, don't tell the temple messenger that the promise you made was a mistake. That will make God angry. And he might wipe out everything you have achieved. Hallelujah. God might wipe out everything that you have achieved. You see, and sometimes some people don't understand these things. Some people cry unto the Lord. Lord, give me this. Lord, give me that. And then if you give me this, I will do this. Give me this and I will do that. And then the Lord, based on your promise, fulfills his part. Do you see? And then after you have received that blessing, you are laid back. You don't care anymore. You don't fulfill your part. The Bible says that will make God angry and he might wipe out everything that you have achieved. Amen. I don't think it's a good thing to be in that place. And the seventh verse says, talk is cheap, like daydreams and other useless activities. Fear God instead. When you make a vow, be afraid of God when you make a vow to the Lord. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 21. Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 21. It says, when you make a vow to the Lord, your God, be prompt in fulfilling whatever you promise him. For the Lord, your God, demands that you promptly fulfill all your vows. He demands it. Look, when you make a promise to the Lord, when you make a vow, the Lord demands that you fulfill the vow. It's not like you have a choice now to fulfill it. He's expecting it. He's demanding that you fulfill that vow. You see, that is why I am saying that when you pray to the Lord about something and you have not received it, the last resort is to make a vow. And make a vow that you can fulfill. Hallelujah. Anna, make a vow that you can fulfill. Gina, make a vow that you can fulfill. And the Lord will fulfill his part of the promise. Hallelujah. If God sees that that vow is a challenge to you and you fulfill it, he will fulfill his part of the promise. Amen. So he says, do not make a vow. He said, when you make a vow to the Lord your God, be prompt in fulfilling it. Whatever you promise. Whatever you promise. Hallelujah. For the Lord your God demands that you promptly fulfill all your vows or you'll be guilty of the sin. You see, there's a scripture in Leviticus. I don't remember precisely, but it says that when you promise God a good thing, like you promise to give God a good thing, give him that good thing. Don't even change it for a bad thing. And if you have promised God a bad thing, give him that bad thing that you promised. He expects you to fulfill whatever you said you would do. Don't even change the bad one for a better one that you think is a better one. Because God is holding on to the promise that you made. He says he demands that promise. Verse 22. He says, however, it is not a sin to refrain from making a vow. Do you understand? It is not a sin. You see, as we are going to make a vow or make a covenant, you see, because we are going to make a covenant. That's why I'm sharing with you and I'm explaining to you a covenant of God, what it entails. Hallelujah. What to expect when you make a covenant with God. This is a very, very important thing that I believe is going to transform your life in 2015. Amen. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
He says, it's not a sin to refrain from making a vow. But once you have voluntarily made a vow, be careful to fulfill your promise to the Lord your God. Don't take it for a joke. Be careful. Once you have made it, it's not a sin if you cannot vow. But once you make the vow, then be careful to fulfill that promise of that vow. Hallelujah. Many people in the Old Testament made a vow to the Lord. Hallelujah. In Judges chapter 11, when you read, I'm not going to read the entire because of time, but Judges chapter 11, verse 30 to 39, there was a judge of God. God chose Jephthah. How many of you have heard Jephthah? You see, God chose this man. You know, this man, he was born to a prostitute. His mother was a prostitute. His father had many children from different women. And one of the women that he slept with was a prostitute, and he gave birth to Jephthah. And the people of the Amorites were attacking the people of Egypt. I mean, the people of Israel. They came and for a land that they have lived on for 300 years, they claimed that land was theirs. But this Jephthah, the brothers or the half-brothers, they had kicked him out. Do you understand? They drove him out for the property that the father had. I believe the father must have some wealth because he was able to have a lot of women around him. So he had a lot of children from different women. But these women, they supposedly were sort of from clean women, not from prostitutes. So they deemed this Jephthah not so worthy. So they drove him out and he became a refugee. And then he gathered some rebels to follow him around just to survive. Do you see? And then when the people of Israel were in trouble, they called him because they knew that he had these rebels around him and they called him to come and fight for them. And if he were to promise to fight for them, they would make him a leader. Hallelujah. They will make him a ruler of Israel. So he put a challenge and he says, are you sure if I fight for you, you make me a ruler? And they promised that they'll make him a ruler. He says, are you not the same people who drove me out because I was born to a prostitute? He says, you come and fight for us. We need you. So you come and fight for us. I'm telling you, it does not matter who your parents are. In 2015, the Spirit of the Lord is going to come upon you. And people who once did not count you amongst men, they are going to call you and invite you. And they are going to sit with you and have discussions. And the words that shall come from your mouth, they will be valued. Among your siblings, you are not considered the most important. You did not have much of education. You did not go too far in life. But among your siblings, you are going to be selected as the one that the Spirit of God is upon. In 2015, Jephthah's year was here. And so the people called him and they brought him and they had a conversation with him and he agreed. And the Bible says that he went before the Lord when the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And then he asked the Lord. He said, if you will be with me in this fight, if you will be with me and give the enemies in my hand and cause me to win this battle, I promise that when I'm returning to Israel, when I am coming back, the first thing that will meet me, I will offer him or her to you. You see, that is a vow that is going to cost someone. Hallelujah. That is a vow. And then he went and the Lord also fulfilled his part of the promise. I tell you, I said, when you have prayed about something and you have not received it, the last result you want to come to is to make a vow to the Lord and fulfill your part of the promise. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that he went to the war and the Lord caused him to subdue the enemy and overcame the and won the battle. And then when he was coming back home, when he was returning, his daughter, and he had only one daughter. The only one daughter was the first one that came out to meet him. And this Jephthah, he had promised the Lord to give this thing, whoever will be. So it was his only daughter, and he killed the daughter and gave the daughter as he had promised to the Lord. Hallelujah. He gave the daughter back to the Lord because that was the promise that he had made. Hallelujah. Now the Bible says in Psalm 15, the Bible talks about a righteous man. And he says, who will abide at your holy temple and who shall dwell in your courts? He said, who shall dwell in your courts and who shall abide in your holy temple? And the Lord was listing the characteristics of such a person who shall dwell in his holy temple. The holy temple is the Kodesh. Hallelujah. The high hills is the Kodesh. And that is where the blessings of God is. That is where, when you attain that level, when you are there, that is why Lighthouse Chapel, we are blessed. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's a blessed church. We made a vow. Our leader, he made a vow to the Lord. And he says, I will sacrifice everything that I have just to serve you. And the Lord calls him to dwell at the high hill, the Kodesh. Amen. Amen. And the Lord has blessed this church. So he made this promise and he did not. He says that, who shall abide? He says, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? And who shall dwell in thy holy hill? And then verse 5, I believe, when you go down to verse 5, he says, he that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved. And the next verse, is that verse 6? He says, preserve me, O God, for in thee I do put my trust. Hallelujah. He says, preserve me, O Lord, for in thee I do put my trust. But I believe verse 4 or so, it says, he that maketh a promise or a vow and does not change by the hurt that the promise will do to him. Hallelujah. He says, you sweareth and changeth not. You swear to your hurt and you change not. That person will abide in the tabernacle and shall dwell at the holy temple. I am talking about a vow with the Lord. Hallelujah. A vow with the Lord. You swear and you do not back off. Hallelujah. We will read about one person who made a vow to the Lord. Somebody who prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed about something. And he realized, or she realized, she was not getting the thing. She realized that the thing was not coming. So she resorted to this last thing, or this last resort. Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 1. we want to read this story and we will bring the service to a close. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you blessed already?
Yes.
Are you understanding the vows of the Lord?
Amen.
First Samuel chapter 1 and verse 1. It says, now there was a certain man of Ramath Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Ziph, and an Ephratite. And he had two wives. You see, one man, all his description. He had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb, and her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes the Lord will shut up your womb. The Lord will hold something from you to come to this place. Sometimes the Lord wants something from you, and he will hold that thing from you to come to that place where you make a certain vow to the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes the Lord is withholding something from you, and all he's waiting for you to come to the place where you make a vow and say, Lord, if you do this thing to me, I promise that I will be on time to church every Sunday. I promise that I will be at your meeting every Tuesday. I promise that if you do, that is all sometimes the Lord wants from you. He wants to bring you to the place where you will make that vow. Hallelujah. And so you realize that people will lay hands on you. People will pour oil on you. People will pray for you. You will fast. You will do everything until you come to that place, until you come to that stage to make that vow to the Lord. No prophecy, no laying on of hands, no oil. We can pour oil from your head to your feet. Nothing will change until you yourself, you come to that stage. Hallelujah. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? I say, I'm talking about a covenant with the Lord. A covenant with the Lord. I believe in 2015, your life is going to be transformed. Because you are going to make that covenant that the Lord is waiting for with the Lord. Hallelujah. So he said, and her adversary also provoked her sore to make her fret because the Lord has shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore, she wept and did not eat. Sometimes, for the thing that the Lord is holding from you, innocent people or ignorant people, I should say, sometimes they make mockery of you because of that. But they do not understand. Hallelujah. They do not understand. They do not understand. May the Lord give you divine understanding concerning the thing that he's withholding from you, such that you will pray that the enemies that rise up to laugh at you, the Lord will turn their laughter into their mourning against their own self and against their own lives. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So he says, so Hannah rose up. He says, after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon. Let me go back to verse 7. Verse 7, it says, then said Elkanah her husband to Hannah, why weepest thou? Because you see, year by year, when they had gone up to the house of the Lord, the rival, Peninnah, she provoked her. She laughed at her. She brought her children in front of her. And then she dressed them up, wearing bow tie and, you know, vest. And she has sons and daughters wearing, some of them wearing slit and kaba, and some of them wearing all sorts of things. And then she called them, hey, Ajua, come. Hey, Abna, come.
ah, my children, come around me. And you see, and then Hannah was sitting there, you know, and she would see these things. You know, women can be very, very wicked to them, to their own selves. Hallelujah. They have a way of doing things. You see, a woman can walk and it can tell you a lot of things. You see, a woman can call her child. Just calling her child is telling you something. Do you see? A woman, just as a child is coming to you, a woman can call the child and is giving a message to somebody. Hallelujah. And this is what Phinehas was doing to Hannah. Amen. She was doing all these things to Hannah. And the Bible says, so she did year by year. And when she went out to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore, she wept and she did not eat, even as everyone was feasting. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? You see, that is a man talking. You see, let me tell you, when a woman wants a child, there is no love husband. You know, you can love her with your legs and your feet and your chest and your everything. It does not replace the sons. Oh, I have been there. I say I have been there before. I have been there. I was buying all sorts of things. I say, am I not? Look, if you don't have a daughter, you don't have a son, I will marry you. I will love you. I will give you my heart. I will give you my kidney. I will give you my liver. I'll give you everything. You see? But I realized that it was not working. Amen. But you see, the Lord allows these things to go on. They allow these things to go on, and it makes you pray more and weep more and cry more and ask more and demand more and fast more, and it's still not working. But he wants you to come to this one place where you make a covenant with the Lord. Hallelujah. Where you make that covenant with the Lord. I say it works. He says, prove me herewith. This is the Eli's challenge. He's a covenant-keeping God. He says, prove me herewith if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Hannah, he said, then Elkanah said, am I not better to you than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and Hannah was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Then she came to that place. Verse 11. She came to that place. She realized, this God, I have cried and cried and cried. I have fasted and fasted and fasted. I have asked and asked and asked. And she came to the place. And the Bible says, she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child. She made specific what she wanted. She made specific. She says, these girls, I know them. They can be wicked like my rival, but give me a man child. He said, if you will give me a man child, Then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Eli was looking at her mouth. You see, have you seen someone who is praying and the words are not even coming out of your mouth? The tongues, they are not even coming out. And Eli looked at her, the woman in agony, and praying, and her mouth was just, she looked like she was drunk. The words were not coming out. So Eli looked at her. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips were moving. Nothing was coming out. You see, when people are praying, you could hear them praying,
Marosa terrible. Kibroncha, Librecha. But Hannah, she, what is she doing, this woman? She has been there for a while. The words were not coming out. So Eli saw her mouth moving, but no voice was heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long will thou be in this drunken state? Put away your wine. Stop the drinking. You have not seen a woman whose eyes are red before. He said, stop the drinking and get out from here. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord. I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and the grief have I spoken hitherto. This is the place where you want to come. Out of your abundance of complaint to the Lord. Lord, how long would you keep me in this state? How long would you withhold this from me? How long would I be in this condition? How long would I stay unemployed? How long would I stay without a child? How long would I stay without a marriage? How long would I stay without this calling? How long? How long? How long? And when you are in the abundance of your complaints, then you come to this state. Hallelujah. Then you come to this state. You say, how long? How long would my family be scattered like this? How long would my marriage go this way? How long would my marriage go this way? How long would my job condition? How long would I withhold this promotion from me? How long would I be in this state? How long would I stay unemployed? And after the abundance of your complaint, then you come to this state. He says, count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial. I don't serve Belial. For it's because of the abundance, it says, it is out of the abundance of my complaints and grief that I have made this vow, that I have spoken hitherto, the thing that she said before. Hallelujah. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. You want to come to that state. Amen. That the prophet of the Lord will say, go in peace. For the Lord of Israel will grant thy petition as you have asked of him. Amen. In 2015, as you make a vow to the Lord, you are going in peace. For the Lord of Israel will grant you your petition as you have requested of him. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and gave his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so Hannah nursed this child. Hannah had this child according to the promise. The Bible says she weaned this child. And when the child was weaned off the breast, and he could be independent, and he could survive without the mother, the Bible says in verse 24, it says, when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a barrel of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, oh, my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood. Let me tell you, when you make a vow, come back and remember exactly the vow that you made, because the Lord would demand it from you. She said, oh Lord, I am that woman. As if the Lord does not know, he knows what he has given you. Sometimes we say, give an offering, and the Lord knows how much he has blessed you. And then you take a dollar. After the Lord has looked after you 365 days, people were giving a dollar offering to the Lord. For caring for me for 365 days, Lord, thank you. $1 for you, Lord. It's not a good thing. And the Lord knows what he has given you. So he said, I am that woman that stood by thee here
praying unto the Lord. Sometimes we have to say, I am that person, Lord. In the beginning of 2014, when I stood in your church, and I said, Lord, keep me and preserve me and protect me. And I stand here because you have kept me. There are many that were my age, but they did not live to see this day. Lord, you have preserved me, and I'm standing here today. Here, $1. Mercy on you. Say, mercy on me. If you give $1 on 31st of December, say, mercy on me. And correct that quickly. Say, I did not know, Lord. For this child, he says, "For I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. For this child, I prayed." Do you hear me? He says, "For this child, I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. Hallelujah. Just as she had promised. Hallelujah. I say, just as she had promised. Amen. Just as she has promised. There are several others who made a vow to the Lord. We cannot go over all of them, but there are so many things that we need to come to the Lord with a vow for. Hallelujah. We need to make a vow with the Lord. We need to make a covenant with the Lord concerning certain situations, concerning certain conditions, concerning certain things that we want from the Lord, concerning certain things that we want the Lord to remove from our lives, concerning certain illnesses, certain diagnoses that the people have given you. It is people who have given you that diagnosis, but the Lord can overturn it. Amen. Whose report would you believe? Hallelujah. Amen. Whose report will you believe? Amen. Jacob made a vow with the Lord. If you read the scriptures, Jacob made a vow with the Lord. Just write it down when you go home, read it. For time's sake, we cannot read that. But it's a very powerful vow that I would have loved to read with you. Genesis chapter 28, verse 10 to 20. Read it, and the Lord will bless you. But Jacob made a vow with the Lord. And all the promises that the Lord made a promise to him. And based on those promises, he made a vow. Based on those promises, he said, if you will keep me, if you will keep me in this way that I go, hallelujah. Verse 18, let's read verse 18 alone. Verse 18. Quickly, please. 1 Samuel 1 and Genesis 28. Genesis 28, pardon me. Genesis 28 and verse 18. He says, and Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon it, the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bileah, Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace. Hallelujah. You know, there is a place where you will come. It is a good place, but you may not be in peace. You see, your father's house is supposed to be a very good place. But you want to ask the Lord that you will come there in peace. Hallelujah. You see, there are so many people that pray, Lord, if you will bring me to this country, if you will bring me, he has brought you in this country, but you don't have peace. I say, you are in this country that you ask of the Lord, but you do not have peace. Hallelujah. Some of you, the Lord is waiting for you to come to that place to make that vow. You do not have peace in the land. Hallelujah. You are sleeping. You are sleeping. And 7 a.m., your heart jumps and you wake up. And then you thought it was 8 o'clock because you did not move your car from the side of the street. May the Lord deliver you so that you will park your car in a place where you will not have to move your car. You will park your car in front of your own garage, inside your own garage, where you will not rise up in the middle of the night and remember you thought you were dreaming, but it was just 11 p.m. Nobody is cleaning the street, but your heart is jumping and you think that you have gotten a ticket already. May the Lord deliver you so that you will own your own house and you will put your car inside your garage and you will close the door. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Sometimes some of you, you have more peace when you go back home. When you go back home, you sleep, not worrying about the policeman giving you a ticket for your car. You will sleep. Some people, they are in Ghana, but they dream. Oh, I thought I was in the Bronx. I thought I have gotten a ticket. I thought my car, they were giving me a ticket, but you are Ashyama. You are just Akaneshi. Nobody is giving you a ticket at Kaneshi. Nobody is giving you a ticket at Dansomai. Nobody is giving you a ticket. But you wake up shaking. May the Lord give you peace in your father's house, in the land where he has brought you. I say he will give you peace. He will give you peace in the name of Jesus. He has brought you to a good place. You can be in your father's house, but you will not have peace. But may the Lord give you peace. In 2015, may the Lord give you peace. I say, in 2015, may the Lord give you. I say, you can come to a good place. You can come to your father's house, a place of your heart desire, but you will not have peace. You can ask for the marriage that your heart desired, and God has given you that marriage, but you do not have peace. But in 2015, may the Lord give you peace in your marriage, in the name of Jesus. But you need to come to a place where you make a vow with the Lord. Come to that place and make a vow. He says, if you will keep me in this way that I will go, and you will protect me, and you will provide for me, such that you will give me food, and you will give me raiment, so that I come again to my father's house in peace. There is something called peace. It is one of the greatest qualities that you ever have. Hallelujah. It is one of the greatest things that you ever have. Riches cannot give you peace. I say, riches cannot give you peace. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, even the rich, they do not have peace. Hallelujah. They cannot sleep soundly. But may the Lord give you sound sleep, that you will not jump in the middle of your night. Hallelujah. You will not jump in the middle of your night. Sometimes you dream and you think you are over speeding. They are giving you a ticket. Almost. May the Lord not bring you to that place. In the name of Jesus. You will have peace in the land where the Lord has brought you. You have peace at your job. You wanted that job so badly, and you have come to your father's house. You have come to a place of your heart desire, but you do not have peace. May the Lord grant you peace in 2015. I say, may the Lord grant you peace in 2015. Look, despise not the prophesying. I said, despise not the prophesying. Hallelujah. I'm prophesying to you that the Lord will give you peace in 2015. I'm prophesying to you that your marriage will be at peace. Your children will be proper children in 2015. Your future marriage, it is coming in 2015. Your children, they are coming in 2015. The Lord is blessing your womb in 2015. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Despise not the prophesying. I say, despise not the prophesying. Hallelujah. I say, despise not the prophesying. In the name of Jesus. Do not despise the prophesying. Jacob, he made a promise. Hallelujah. I say, he made a promise. Amen. He made a promise. He says, if you will keep me. Look at the promise he made. He says, so that I will return. Then the Lord shall be my God. Make a decision that you will serve God in 2015. Make a decision that the Lord will be your God. That your job will not be your God. That money will not be your God. I say money will not be your God. But God will be your God. The Lord God will be your God. In 2015, purpose in your heart that you will serve God. Hallelujah. Jacob made that promise. He says, Lord, if you will keep me, if you make that provision for me, if you will not withhold this thing from me and you give me this thing, you will be my God. I will serve you. I will serve you. I will serve you. Every Sunday you find me in your church. I will work for you. I will do work in your house. In the name of Jesus. Make that promise. And then he said, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. May you find this place being God's house. Set a stone here that you will be in God's house. In the name of Jesus. Make a decision. Lord, if you make this provision for me, I promise. Let me tell you something. You see, we did not have time to read that scripture before. But if you read it, Jacob, he came to that place. And the Bible says that he picked up a stone and he used a stone for a pillow. Do you understand? The place did not look like the house of God. The place looked like difficulty. The place looked like dry land. The place looked like there was no power there. The place looked like there was no protection. The place looked like there was no divine covering. The place looked like there was no anointing. But he said, ha, now I see that this is the gate to heaven. I am telling you, God has brought you to a place where it is a gate to heaven, but you did not see. But may the Lord reveal to you that you are in a place where it is a gate to heaven. I say you are in a place where it is a gate to heaven. It may not look like that to you. It may not appear like that to you. He may not look like that to you. But if only the Lord will open your eyes. If only the Lord will touch your heart. If only you will straighten up your heart and straighten up your eyes to see. May the Lord reveal to you that he has brought you to a place where it is the gate to heaven. Hallelujah. Therefore, he says, this place, I did not know. He said, I did not know. I did not know that there was so much power here. I did not know that there was so much here. I did not know. It did not look like that. He did not look like that. He was just saying. He says, no prophecy of the scripture is by any private interpretation. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? He says, no prophecy of the scripture is by any private interpretation. It is not man's understanding. It is not man's wisdom. It is not man's interpretation. But he said the prophecy came not by, it didn't come just by old time's sake, as the Lord has done in the past, and we taught this and this. He said the prophecy came not in old time. It did not come like that. But every one of the prophecies that I am prophesying over your life, it is coming by the inspiration of the living God. I said, it is coming by the inspiration of the living God. I said, 2015 is a year of blessing. 2015 is a year of prosperity. The Lord will keep you and you will not die. You shall live and you will not die. In the name of Jesus, you will ride on the highways and the byways and you will not be involved in accidents. He says that 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right, but it shall not come nigh thee. It means that 1,000 people, when you look on your life, 1,000 people are losing their jobs. 10,000 here, they are also losing their job. But you, this unemployment, it will not come nigh you. I say it will not come nigh you. He said you will only behold the people leaving. They are packing and they are emptying their lockers and they are leaving. He says only with your eyes would you behold the rewards of the wicked, but it shall not come nigh thee. You will not be unemployed. You will not be divorced. I say in 2015, your marriage will be restored. In the name of Jesus, somebody receive it. I say receive it. In the name of Jesus, your marriage is coming. I say in 2015, the proposal, it is coming. In 2015, I hear bells of wedding. Oh, I hear weddings. They are coming in 2015. The promise, it is finally here. In 2015, you are receiving a scholarship for your school. Your tuition is being paid for. Somebody will rise up and say, I will pay for your tuition. He said, I will pay for your tuition. Somebody receive it. Oh, receive it for your child. Receive it for your children. He said, I will pay for your tuition. Somebody receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say 2015 is a year of blessing. Amen. And I don't want you to lack the word amen. Amen. I say do not lack the word amen. Amen. If only you will learn to receive it. And when the promises come and when the blessings are flowing and when the prophets, I am going to prophesy over your life in 2015. And you'll be overflooded with the blessings of God. I say you'll be overflooded. He said the blessings of God, they shall overrun and they shall overtake you in the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. But purpose in your heart that you do something for the Lord. I say purpose in your heart that you do something for the Lord. Some of you need to tie with your intelligence. The Lord has blessed you with intellect. The Lord has blessed you with skills. The Lord has blessed you with talent. Hallelujah. But purpose that you will not use all that talent at your job, but you bless the Lord in his house. You will serve the Lord. You will do some work for the Lord in his house. I say you will use some of your talent in the house of God. In the name of Jesus. Some of you are very intellectual people. Very learned.
very competent in what you do at your work, but use that in the house of God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you read that scripture, it says everything. If you read the scripture in Leviticus, it says everything that the Lord has blessed you with, give him a tenth of it. Give him a tenth of it. Amen. Amen. Some of you will need to bless the Lord with your time. I say you need to bless the Lord with your time. Make a vow that in 2015, I am going to spend time for your work. I am going to do work for you. I am going to use my time and energy to serve you. If you will do this for me, I also promise that I will serve you with my time and with my energy. In the name of Jesus. Some of you men, you have raps. You can rap every woman. You can get every woman to listen to you. Use the raps to rap people to bring them to Christ. Hallelujah. Bring them to church. I say, bring them to church. Bring them to church. Talk to them and bring them to church. Say, I found this good place. You want to come and see? You want to come and check it out? You want to come and check it out? Baby, I am telling you, this place is a place of blessing. You want to come and check it out? I'm not going to talk much. Just read my lips. Hallelujah. You see, don't use the raps only for a wife and don't use the raps only for a beloved. But use the rap to bring people to church. Some of you women, you can charm. You can charm men. Beautiful women, you can charm. You have nice looks, nice smile. When you smile, the women, the men are following you like this. They are following you. Wait, they are not K-legs, but they see you and they are following you. And some of them turn to bow legs. Charm them. Bring them to church. Bring them to church. He said, follow me to this place. He said, you follow me to this place. You follow me. And then you just follow me to this place. Hallelujah. Bring them. Use your skill. Use your talent that God has blessed you. And bring them. Don't use all your intellect. Monday to Friday, you go sit on a computer, finances, numbers, all sorts of numbers running in your head, doing all sorts of things. And you don't do anything for the Lord. And then you just come and you just go. After all that the Lord has done for you. Some of you, even coming to church on time has been a difficult thing for you. It's a difficult thing for you just to come to church on time. It's a shame. Tell your neighbor, it is a shame. It is a shame that the Lord has to come and wait for you. It's a shame. In 2015, purpose in your heart. This lateness, no more. I'm not coming to church late anymore. Perpetually, every time you are late. It's not a good thing. I say it's not a good thing. You are on time at your work. Look, tithe a little bit of on time for the Lord. Give 10% of on time for the Lord. Hallelujah. 7 days you are on time at work. 6 days you are on time at work. Just one day, just be on time for the Lord. You can't be. It's not a good thing. I say, come to that place. And sometimes the Lord is withholding something from you just so you can make that vow. That this year, I'm going to be on time. You say, this year, I'm going to be on time for the Lord. Hallelujah. I say, this year, you see, some of you have cars, but you have not given one Christian a ride ever in your car. Not one Christian, a ride. Some people have intellect. They do things at work, but they are there and then they think of, I can do this for the church. I can do this for this, that the Lord's church will go on. Hallelujah. Somebody wrote a letter to someone who had just joined a church and the person just responded to the letter. And I said, what a blessing that somebody just devised a letter like that just to send on behalf of the pastor that this is pastor, this is what I want to send for new members who come to church. And the person read the letter and said, I was so touched the way they are welcoming me, the people. Some of you just welcoming someone to church. Someone to church. But you come to church and when it's done, you just gone. As for you, you have received, just gone. Lord, give, I'm come. I'm here. Give. And then you go. Hallelujah. But purpose that in 2015, you are going to change. I say in 2015, you are going to change. Hallelujah. How many of you want husbands? You want a husband. Don't be afraid, though. Don't be ashamed. In 2015, may that husband come. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I shall be invited to that wedding. In 2015, that wedding is coming on. In the name of Jesus, I cannot hear a loud amen. Wives, you need a wife. A good God-fearing woman. How many of you need a good God-fearing woman? In 2015, the wife is coming. The wife is coming. A God-fearing wife, it is coming. Receive, receive, receive.
Some people want two husbands. Hallelujah. You are looking for a job in 2015. May the Lord give you a job. A job. A job. Receive a job. A place where you will have peace. A job at a place where you will have peace. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord give you a house. I say, may the Lord give you a house. Oh, in the Bronx Church, may we have many houses. As we ask for cars, Lord, you gave us. May we have houses. 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 Receive your house. 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 In the name of Jesus. Look. Look. Despise not the prophesying. I said, despise not the prophesying. You see, some people are sitting. I say, it is not of old time. Just by men who just started speaking. Despise not the prophesying. Hallelujah. I say, despise not the prophesying. Amen. Receive your house. I say, receive your house. It is coming. Oh, that car, oh, that too many old cars in the system. Receive a new car. Receive a new car. Receive a new car. You are driving a new car. You too, you are driving a new car. You too, your name is licensed in a new car. You too, you will smell the scent of a new car. You will sit in a car and it smells new. Nobody has sat in a car. It is your car. It is your car. Somebody receive it. Can I hear your loudest amen? Hallelujah. Some of you are receiving admission to the choice of your school. I say admission to your choice of school. Admission to your choice of school. Receive for your children. Receive for your children. Receive for your children. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we prophesy in 2015. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we shall have testimonies in the house of God. I say we shall have testimonies in the house of God. Oh, yes. We shall have testimonies in the house of God. Good husbands. God-fearing husbands. Husbands who love God. Husbands who obey Ephesians chapter 5. Husbands who treat you as Christ treats his church. Husbands who love you. May the Lord transform that man into that kind of husband. That man who is thinking of you. May the Lord transform him into that husband. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. You are having wives who can cook well. I say wives who can cook dishes. Man, listen, I'm talking about dishes. I'm not talking about this soup that we use for rice. The same soup for yams. The same soup for kenke. Today we are warming it for jollof. Today, next day we are warming it for... No. We are talking about a wife who cook dishes. I'm talking about a wife who cook dishes. Receive that. That is your wife. And if you are a woman, receive that blessing. That you will cook dishes. That we can eat your food. And we will not throw up. We will eat your food. And it will go down. Your food will not be only pepper. Your food will not be only pepper. But you will taste your food. There shall be season in your food. In the name of Jesus. Don't take these things for granted. Because there are women who cannot cook. Look, I've been a pastor for a while. There are some food that I taste and I put down. I say, may that not be your portion. May that not be your portion. May the Lord give you the ability, the skill, the anointing, that when your hand touches the food, people can eat. I say, you can cook for a group of people, not for one person. You can host a group of people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You cook different types of soups and different types of stew. Salad in variety. Not the same chicken salad. Not the same the egg salad. Too much of the egg and mayonnaise salad. Too much of that. May you make variety of salads. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You will not have trouble in your bedroom in 2015. I say you will not have trouble. Oh, somebody is not receiving that blessing. You will not have trouble in your bedroom in 2015. I say you will not have trouble in 2015. In the name of Jesus. Weak waist. They are being made strong. I say waist that are weak, they are being made strong. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Weak organs are being strengthened. I tell you. Weak organs, they are being strengthened. Hallelujah. Amen. It says you mount up with wings like eagles. Hallelujah. When you are coming, you are flying. You are flying. When they see you, they run away. When you are exercising, they will run away. They say, hey, he has come again. They will run away. I tell you, they will run away. You will come and they see you going down like this. They will see you. They say, what are you after? What are you after? They will be running away from you. The strength of the Lord. I said, the strength of the Lord. It shall be your joy. The strength of the Lord, it shall be your joy. It shall bring you joy. Some of you want your families to join you here. You have been hungry for too much. May the Lord reunite your family. Every resistance and opposition that is holding your family, may the Lord lift up opposition. May the Lord remove that opposition. Every immigration officer, may the Lord touch their hearts. Anyone who is working on your purpose, may the Lord touch their hearts. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in 2015, Maresade Broyande, we shall receive answers. We shall receive answers. In the name of Jesus, in 2015, there will be answers. Transformation in your life. I said transformation. The favor of God is your portion. I said the favor of God is your portion. He says that his glory shall shine on your face. Oh, people cannot behold the glory that is on your face. Because you purpose to serve him. Hallelujah. Oh, our time is up. Our time is up. Our time is up. But may you receive the favor of God in 2015. To do more for God. To fulfill every vow that you made to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Stand unto your feet. Bring the service to a close. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is somebody being blessed this afternoon? Are you going to commit all that you have to the Lord? Are you going to bless the Lord with everything that you have? Wonderful. 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 Let us give everything that we have to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody pray to the Lord. Pray to the Lord that you commit everything that you have. Everything that is in you. Everything. Everything. You say, Lord, take me. Take me. Lord, I give you my heart. Everything that you have. Yes. Yes. Oh. In 2015. The divine covering of the mighty God is your portion. Yes. 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 As he did in the last year, he will cover you. He will cover you with his mighty wing. Oh, yes.
Cover me within your mighty hand.
see.
Yes.
You'll be still.
Know you.
The oceans might rise, but you will not be afraid.
Oh,
yes, the tempest may roar, but you will soar with him. When the storm comes, yes, oh, and you'll be still. Yes, and he said, you'll be still. Say for him, say, I'll be still.
I will
be still. Oceans may rise, tenders may rise, and the ocean rise above you. You will soar with the Lord. He is with you above the storm. You will soar. Yes, yes, yes. He is the King. He is the King.
Oh,
be still. Be still.
Grateful this afternoon. Oh Jesus, we are thankful, oh Lord. We are thankful, oh God, that we have a God that we can lean on, that we have a God that we can call upon, that we have a God that keepeth covenant, that we have a God that keepeth promises. Oh Father, for how long shall we be in this condition? For how long shall we be in this situation? Lord, we have come to that place. We have come to that place. We say, out of the abundance of our complaints, oh, like Hannah, we say, out of the abundance of our complaints, oh God, do we speak this way? Father, hear us. Hear us this afternoon. Hear us, every tormenting spirit. Father, the situation that torments us, hey, the sleepless night, oh God. Father, the things that take our peace away. We say in 2015, oh God, we make a covenant with you. We say, Lord, grant your peace. We say, bring us to that place, oh God. How can we be in our Father's house and we do
not have peace? How can we be in our Father's house and we do not have peace? Lord, give us peace in our Father's house. Restore our marriages. Restore our marriages. Yay, the wives that the enemy has taken away. The husbands that the enemy has taken away. Lord, bring them back, oh God. Bring them back, oh God. Bring them back, oh God. Bring them back. Bring them back, oh God. Touch their hearts, oh God. Touch their hearts. Touch their hearts. Touch their hearts. Touch their hearts, oh God. Touch their hearts. Relationships that are falling. Families that are falling. The enemy has taken away. You say that which the caterpillars have eaten and that which the cankerworms have eaten, you are restoring it back to us in 2015. He shall not eat our peace. He shall not eat our peace. Reward us, O God, as we serve you. Reward us, O Lord, with your peace. Show us mercy. Grant us the peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, we are grateful in the name of Jesus. If there's anyone here this afternoon, you are not born again, you have not given your life to Jesus, oh, he has given you another chance to see this year to make that decision, to see this day to make that decision. You are here, you are not born again, you have not given your life to Christ. Wherever you are, whoever you are, overlook everyone who is around you. It is between you and your Christ. Lift up your right hand and I'll say a short prayer with you. You are here, you say, I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior. I want to commit my life into the hands of God. You say, this year, I want to serve God. I want him to be my Savior. You are here, you are not born again. You have not given your life to Christ. Do not let this opportunity pass you by. Do not leave this place without receiving Christ. The first Sunday of the year. Oh, this covenant Sunday. Make a covenant with Christ. You say, if you have died for me, I will give you my life. I will give you my soul. All that I am will serve you. If that is your prayer, lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Anyone here like that? Anyone here like that? Why don't you all join me and say this after me? Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I am a sinner. I have sinned against you. Lord Jesus, you died for my sins. You are the Son of God. Lord Jesus, please cleanse away all my sins. Wash away all my sins. I invite you this afternoon, this Sunday, the first Sunday of this year, be my master, be my Savior. Come into my life. Take control. Lord Jesus, I will serve you all the days of my life. Please write my name in the book of life. I make a promise. I will serve you. I do not serve Satan anymore. Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Master. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you for all the prophecies that have occurred this afternoon. Father, we seal every word of prophecy in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Father, may the stamp of the Holy Ghost be a seal to every word that has proceeded out of my mouth. No one under the sound of my voice shall die in 2015. No one under the sound of my voice shall be admitted to a hospital in 2015. No one under the sound of my voice shall be involved in an accident in 2015. May no one under the sound of my voice lose his job or her job in 2015. In the name of Jesus, I speak health in the house, in the lives of your people. And I speak the peace of God into the house, in the lives of your people. May the peace that surpasses the understanding of men reign over their homes and dwell amongst them in Jesus' name. You say, by your prophet, you delivered the people of Israel out of Egypt. And by your prophet, you protected them. Father, as a prophet of your children, I ask, oh God, that the words that I have spoken,
it shall be fulfilled in all of their lives. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
We hope you have been blessed immensely by this message. Join us at 1734 Williamsbridge Road in the Bronx on Sunday afternoons and Tuesday evenings. For copies of this and other messages, contact us via email at lci.bronx@gmail.com.